Welcome to the Central Assembly Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Dr. Jim Bradford. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." This season that we celebrate Christmas is a celebration that God gave us himself. He gave us his son, Jesus. This is a God who created you and me. This is the God who said, you're not a cosmic accident. You're not the random product of the blind forces of the universe. You are here on purpose. In fact, in the world of science, cosmology tells us that the universe had a beginning. Today, physics is telling us that the laws of nature are extremely finely tuned. And the field of biology is telling us today that life seems to be coded with information. I put those things together. The universe had a beginning, it's finely tuned, and it's coded with information, and it sounds just like Genesis 1:1, the first book of the first verse of the Bible, which says, you're not a mistake, you're here on purpose, because God created every one of us, created us on purpose. And so John 3:16 said, that God who created us, he loved us. He loved what he created. We know something, however, has gone terribly bad in the human condition. Our hearts are full of darkness, and we see evil, and the track record of human history has not been encouraging at all if you are just a humanist and don't believe in a God. But here's the God who created you. Here's what he said. I loved you so much that I gave my son to come into your world, not to theoretically lecture you, not to pound you, but to come into your world and to live where you live. Jesus was born of a woman, a virgin, and supernaturally the Son of God. God became flesh. God on two legs. God living life, facing pains like we do, resisting sin. We failed to do that, but he resisted sin. And then he went to the cross, and he died to take away everything that separates you and me from God so that we could have life eternally with him. That's his great gift. He sent his son at Christmas because he had you and me in mind, an eternal relationship with you and me. And he comes to give it as a free gift. Now, I read a story that I love about a little boy. His name's Johnny. And Johnny really wanted a bike for Christmas. He was begging his parents. His parents, rather than doing the Santa Claus thing on him, they said, he needs to know how to trust Jesus. So they said, Johnny, you need to ask Jesus for a bike for Christmas. He got pretty upset, threw a tantrum, and they sent him up to his room. In his room, he decided to write a letter to Jesus and ask for a bike. He wrote, Dear Jesus, I've been a very good boy all year. And by the way, I'd really like a bike if you could somehow arrange that. And then he stopped, and he knew he hadn't been a really good boy all year. So he ripped that letter up. He said, I'm going to try this again. He said, Dear Jesus, I've been an okay boy all year. And by the way, there's this bike I really want, if you could see to that. And he knew that was wrong too. He hadn't even been okay. He ripped that up. He wrote another letter. He said, Dear Jesus, I've thought about being a good boy this year. But could you give me a bike anyway? And then, you know, he couldn't even go that far. He knew his own little heart. And so much for letter writing for the time being. What he did was he marched downstairs. His parents had a nativity set, you know, those wooden olive carvings of the manger and Jesus in the manger and the stable and Mary and Joseph, the wise men, the shepherd, the animals. And he went and he grabbed the wooden statue of Mary. He took Mary, wrapped Mary in a blanket, and hid her back upstairs under his bed. Then he started another letter. Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, I need a bike. Yep. I guarantee you that won't work. In fact, if you go out in the streets of Springfield today and just ask somebody, if I wanted to be a Christian, what would I do? I would guess most people would answer, when I say this respectfully, but they would answer incorrectly. They would say, well, go to church and try to be a good person. No. Everything about Christmas is that this is a gift of God that we don't deserve. In our darkness, in our failings, in our sin, God so loved the world anyway. Loved us unconditionally. That what did he do? He gave his only son. For John 3:16 goes on to say, so that whoever would believe in him would not perish, which is the end destination of our lives apart from God. But if we believe in him, we would not perish. I tell you, you can't threaten God for this. You can't buy God off for this. You can't be good enough in front of God for this. This is simply a gift you give, you receive that God gives. Because when he died on the cross, this was not about us doing anything for him, but what he did for us to take away our sin and give us eternal life so that we would not perish, but have a relationship with God. And he begins to recreate us from the inside out. Jesus said it'd be like being born all over inside. And that's why we are so thrilled about Christmas. That's why we sing with tears in our eyes, hallelujah, you have come, O Lord. That's why we love the Jesus of Christmas, much more than even all of these other wonderful things that surround Christmas, because he did something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. He took away the barrier between us and God, and he said, I won't force myself on you, but if you will receive me, or as Jesus said, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so, Lord, that's the yes we want to say to you tonight. Thank you for the Christmas season. Thank you that you came to die for us in our place. Thank you you did something that we could never earn or deserve ourselves. Thank you that you came. Thank you that you've given us new life. And we say no to our sin. We say no to going our way if that's our condition tonight. And we say yes to your forgiveness, yes to your spirit. Come and make us new inside, we pray. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.